A crucial message. Not many people can claim they hold one world record and are planning to break a second, but Auntie Mary Hooker can. She's already knitted the world's longest scarf in Aboriginal colours and is currently creating the world's longest scarf to beat the Guinness World Record of 13 metres. Auntie Mary also proudly has the Aboriginal colours on her cane.
When people ask me about my cane, I get the chance to tell them how I went blind. One in six Aboriginal people are affected by diabetes. Out of my family of 12, eight of us have developed diabetes, although I'm the only one who has gone blind.
Mary has diabetic retinopathy, a common complication of diabetes. In 2007, her sight began to deteriorate, first in her left eye and then in her right. By 2010, she was legally blind.
I wasn't taking my medication properly, mainly because I didn't have enough money. I had to give up work, and what money I did have was used for bills and food for my kids and grandkids. I would always look after myself last. Finally, I found a chemist who let me pay in installments.
With her sight gone, Mary lost her independence. It was only after she contacted guide dogs that Mary regained her freedom.
I didn't call straight away, as I didn't want a dog, and I thought that that was all guide dogs could do to help me. I didn't realise at first that they could help me in other ways. When I did call them, I asked to have my cane in the Aboriginal colours, and they've never had that request before. The same year, they made me an ambassador for Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT, so now I travel around and spread the word about all the ways the organisation can help people with vision impairment.
Having lost so much because of her blindness, Auntie Mary is passionate about educating young Indigenous children on how to take care of their sight.